greetings to all of our listeners out there for Dakota Talk Radio. We want to thank you and welcome you to Dakota Talk Radio. I would like to begin with a greetings and introducing myself to everyone. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and get started. So thank you for listening.
Na komi chaje kis na snawi, na iu hana naach umpiki, wo pida unkeni chapi.
I would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick from the N Village Nakota Band, and my indigenous name is Snasnawi, which is Rattle Woman from the Gourd. And we would like to thank all of our listeners. Pidaunyapi. We're going to go ahead and get started with our Dakota language lesson plans here, and ask that you join along with us and pronounce as we go along and listen to our language together, and ask that you impart our language in any way that you are able to share that with others, and feel free to be in touch with us. And if there is anything specific that you would like to listen to or have us share in our language, please feel free to get in touch with us through email. So we're going to go ahead and get started with some terms here and then go on with some conversations. We want to start some conversational pieces so you can learn them along from time to time. We'll refer back to other lesson plans so that you can learn along with us and be able to utilize our language and share that with all of our relatives out there who are listening, or something you can share to your relatives or your households. And some of the things that we want to share today are some of the language terms that are utilized on a daily basis, and then we'll go on to a flag song, and maybe pronounce that in our language that's utilized in our language, the song that's shared at many different events in honor of our veterans, that serve in the armed forces, and the honor that the people have for those young people who serve, or those individuals who serve in the military. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our terms here. Okay, our first term here is we talk about different programs. Wherever we're at, we utilize programs. And so the word for programs is wo e chumpi oyakapi. Wo e chumpi oyakapi. So that is the term for programs, and if we can pronounce that together, and if you join along with me, wo e chumpi oyakapi. Wo e chumpi oyakapi. Whatever programs that may be, we may have daycare programs, employment programs, whatever programs they may be. Okay, and just following right along there, if we have nutrition programs, the word for nutrition would be wo yu de on wash ak apik ta. Wo yu de on wash ak apik ta. Wo yu de on wash ak apik ta. Okay, if we can pronounce that together. Wo yu de on wash ak apik ta. Pidaoyam, thank you for joining and help pronouncing with this. Okay, so any type of enrichment, the word for enrichment in our language, onyuwashtepikta. Onyuwashtepikta. Okay, and let's pronounce that together. Onyuwashtepikta. Okay, any type of control and any different type of surroundings that we may be in, involved in, or be a part of, or aware of. The word for control in our language is anapta yuzapi. Anapta yuzapi. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Anapta Yuzapi. Anapta Yuzapi. Okay? Many things within our surroundings take a turn for the better. Whatever that may be, some days may be a challenge, and then as things go on and things work out for one another and whatever that may be in our lives, things tend to go for the better. And so those are things that we're always grateful for as individuals. So the word for better in our language is sampawashite. Sampawashite. Okay, so if we can pronounce that together. Sampawashite. Sampawashite. Okay, and then we use an English word from time to time, which is approximately. Approximately in our language is ikiena. Ikiena. Okay, if we can pronounce that together. Ikiena. 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 Approximately. Okay. And then in our areas where we live, there are also community health organizations, our offices that are there, that are available to our families, our children, whatever community health representatives we may have wherever we live. In our language, for community health, we say oyate wozani. Oyate wozani. Okay, if you can pronounce that along with me. Oyate wozani. Oyate wozani. Okay, and those are also from that we have those representatives within that community health realm. And so we acknowledge them in our language with the Nakota word, which is Oyate wichakahni rapi. Oyate wichakahni rapi. Okay, so if we can pronounce together how we say community health representatives in our language, it's Oyate wichakahni rapi. Oyate wichakahni rapi. So there you hear that guttural in there. Okay. And many times, in our societies, in our life ways, we say the word from time to time in our lesson plans. We talk about having compassion for one another. And for many, when we are raised with compassion, we in turn many times are conditioned to be able to share compassion with one another and for humankind, our animal, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and living, just to live life, to have that to have compassion. On the other side of that, opposite of that is when we have not learned those values with the change of society and how we've come about in life and a whole new generation and whatever factors are involved for maybe not fully being able to instill that value. We say that there is a thanklessness, to be thankless for what it is that we have in our lives or we see in our lives. And in our language for thankless, we say wopida wanicha. Wopida wanicha. To be thankless. Okay, if we can pronounce that together. Wopida wanicha. Wopida wanicha. Okay, And for many of us, we understand that in our lives, many types of educations provide us with awareness, whether that's our family, our tiwahe, the educational schools, the schools, waiwapi, the place where we go to school. But overall, we always say that our education, whatever type of education that is, culturally, family, we always acknowledge education, and for that it's wonspe, to be able to have wonspe, understanding of our educations, to be able to learn. And then two, in our societies, we also have a term for a lot of our young people or whatever population that would be, that aren't able to fulfill that that educational goal in their life. And so they call that a dropout in English. And in our language for dropout, we say wo-on-spekta ayushta. Wo-on-spekta ayushta. Wo-on-spekta ayushta. Okay? If we can pronounce that together. Wo-on-spekta ayushta. Okay? And in whatever setting that would be, for an individual, individuals to be absent from, in our language, the word for absent is ed-unshni. Ed-unshni. So the word for absent, if we can pronounce that together, ed-unshni. Ed-unshni. Okay, in many settings as well, we have situations where we have to look at the word confidential, the English word confidential. So to have a time where there's something that we have, something confidential that we honor for someone or ourselves that we may hear, we want to honor that relationship, whatever that be, professional, personal realm in our lives. So the word for confidential in our language is nahma yuha. Nahma yuha. If we can pronounce that together. Nahma yuha. Nahma yuha. And once again, we always want to acknowledge that in our communities or as a people, as a whole, wherever it is that we're at, we always have the ability to help one another. And so we always want to acknowledge our Dakota word for help, to help one another, to remember that in our lives. And so we say, wa okiapi. Wa-o-ki-a-pi. Okay, wa-o-ki-a-pi, to help one another. Another important language word is the coexistence. Our coexistence with one another. How we coexist. Very important, and how we relate. So coexistence in our language, we say ki-ji-ni-um-pi. Ki-ji-ni-um-pi. Okay, if we can say that together. Ki-ji-ni-um-pi. Okay. And then we want to talk about the strength of the individual, per each individual, and how we care for ourselves and that strength that resides within our bodies, and how we take care of ourselves. We acknowledge that with the ta champi ki wash akapi. Ta champi ki wash akapi. Okay, so if we can say that together. Ta champi ki wash akapi. So anytime we want to apply for something in lives, whether that be a credit card or whatever that might be that we want to apply for. There's a whole process to that in this, the life that we live in today, the societies that we live among. And so for applications, in our language, we say, wadabi wowapi. Wadabi wowapi. So at this time, we want to be able to maybe share just a few more words for our language lesson here. And once again, we always want to acknowledge the history of our language. And so when we acknowledge the history of our language, we want to acknowledge many different things around us, peoples, stories. And so once again, we want to share in our language for history, we say, ehana woyakapi. Ehana woyakapi. And also there were original buildings, historical buildings, whatever history that is, or whatever was original in our lives and how that evolves. But for original buildings within our language, we say tokaheya tipi kahapi. Tokaheya tipi kahapi. So if we can say that together for history and original buildings, we say tokaheya tipi kahapi. Tokaheya tipi kahapi. We want to thank you for listening to our Dakota lesson plan, and ask that you continue to listen along with us and share with us and impart our language to those you may meet and have an interest in how we may preserve our language with one another. Continue to revitalize that by sharing our language on our Dakota Talk Radio. Ask that you continue to listen along with us and join us once again. Nina wopi don keni chiapi. Thank you very much for listening to us. Aha, washte.